With us right now, Ed Culhane from the Department of Natural Resources. This coming weekend, a very popular weekend because it's free fishing weekend. But there's more to it than just free fishing, isn't there?
Right. It started out as free fishing weekend, but it's like one of those good ideas that grew into a better idea. And so for this weekend on June 7th and 8th, on Friday and Saturday, anyone can go fishing without a fishing license. You still have to follow the regular, you know, bag limits and whatnot, but anybody can go fishing. So it's a great time for experienced fishermen to take someone else out fishing to see if they might like it or have fun. You know, they don't have to worry about buying a license. It's also free access to all of our state parks in Wisconsin, and you don't need to have the vehicle admission sticker. And you might want to concentrate, folks might want to think about, you know, kind of daytime activities they can do at the parks. If they don't have a reserved campsite, they may have trouble finding one. You know, our parks are really, really popular, and my understanding is that a lot of the campsite reservations are booked. You can always call ahead and find out, but there's lots and lots of fun things to do during the day. And then also, this weekend, it's free access to all of our DNR state trails. So all the trail fees have been waived for this weekend. And you can find trails. If you go onto our webpage, which is dnr.wi.gov, and right on the front page, there's a free weekend kind of video and access button. And there's a kind of a cool page, Explore Wisconsin page, where you can kind of decide what kind of activity you want to do. And it'll help you find, if you're interested in trail riding, you know, it can find you the kind of trail you might want to find, whatever county you're in. And it's also a free ATV weekend on the 7th and 8th. So all four of those activities are free of charge this coming weekend.
And we should probably clarify the state parks. You don't need the sticker to get in, but I believe you still have to pay the camping fees, right?
Yeah, if you can get a campsite, you would need to pay the camping fee, right. But if there's any kind of activities, and there are lots of activities going on in the park, where you just want to go in and fish for a day, if it's a park that's got some nice fishing, or just, you know, walk the trails, or if it's a park that has a beach and you want to spend time on the beach, I think it's going to be nice and warm Saturday, I believe.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, so any of that is free. You can go in and park and enjoy our beautiful parks.
Every park is a little bit different as far as what they have to offer, the types of activities, and that website you mentioned is a good way to sort out what your best choices are.
You bet. You can use our Explore Outdoors tool to just kind of specify what activity you're interested in, and, you know, maybe specify what counties you're interested in, and it'll link you up with the various state properties that would offer that activity. So whether it's birding or bike riding or horseback riding or fishing or whatever it is, we have the tools on our webpage to help you plan for your weekend, and you can save money on the permits and the access fees.
Might be a good time to remind people of another tool you have recently added to the toolbox, and that's the fishing app for smartphones, because if you got new fishermen going out there, they might not know the difference between a northern and a muskie. This would be a good way to help them out.
Oh, yeah. Our fishing and hunting app is really fun. It's a very robust app. It's got lots and lots of stuff on it, and you can use it to help identify fish and, again, you know, find locations and everything.
And the cool. I believe the regulations are all listed there, so you know if you can keep it or not.
It does. I've got it on both of my smartphones.
Anything we should add for this weekend's activities?
Well, you know, as always, you know, plan ahead. You know, stay safe. Make sure you take care of the kids and keep your wits about you and have a good time. I think we may have some good weather. I don't know, there may be some storms coming in later on Sunday, but, this would be a great weekend. Wisconsin is truly an outdoor paradise. When you look around the country, Wisconsin's one of the top destinations, one of the most beautiful states in the country, and we've got a lot of fun things to do in the outdoors.
We should remind people, if they're not used to it, remember those personal flotation devices.
Always be safe. You know, always be safe, especially around water and especially with kids. You know, it's always up to the adults, responsible adults, to make sure kids are safe and having a good time. And have activities planned for them. Have good snacks. Make sure to take care of the kids.